Yes, it was the Taoiseach yesterday made an announcement that he was considering ending the rent pressure zones entirely. We certainly feel that would be a retrograde step. We think that rents are very, very high for the vast majority of working people out there that are trying to manage. They can't afford to save for a mortgage or save to buy anything while they're paying such very high rents. And, you know, it's really difficult for renters to find anywhere. And then they're charged huge prices. If the rent pressure zones were removed entirely, we feel the rents would climb up even further than they've already climbed. And that would be, you know, a huge problem for people. It wouldn't do anything for supply. You know, the reason why we don't have the houses and we have this issue is because of policy from government. The last government and the present government are bringing in policies which are not providing the level of housing that we need to see across the country. And trying to blame renters for that, you know, is totally nonsensical. What we need to see is we need to see a means of ensuring the rents don't climb. In fact, what I would suggest is we need a cap put on rents across the entire state, that people know exactly what they'll be paying, no matter where they go or where they rent. And, you know, the vast majority of landlords provide a good service, provide decent housing for people and want to get a decent rent for it, and that's fair enough. But there are, of course, some that don't. And on the other side of that, there are some renters out there who don't pay their rent, who leave houses and properties in a very bad state when they move out of them and don't take care of them. So you have all those factors to take into account as well. But and that's why we need good regulation in respect of this. And one of the places we need good regulation is that we need to ensure that we have a means of keeping rents at a reasonable level that people can pay and also have be able to live their lives in a normal society where we can have a decent income and be able to pay for or save for a mortgage in the future.
The whole issue of housing is something where a lot of people may have already lost a degree of confidence in the government, considering that the estimated and the target figures last year were missed. That information was kept more or less under wraps until the general election took place. Now we see, by reading some reports yesterday, that it seems to be leading to some areas of tension between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
That's right. Before the election, we were told there was going to be over 40,000 houses that were built in 2023. It turns out that that's at least 25% less, and they held that information back from the electorate prior to the election. They tried to tell everybody that they were doing a good job and that housing supply was coming on stream, when the reality and the, I suppose the evidence from many places was that it was not happening and that was falling well short of where it needs to be. One of the big issues here, John, is that the properties that's been built in the main, particularly in the capital city and in our big urban areas, are properties on the very high level. They're on the top end of the market. They're for people that can pay 2,500 and 3,000 euros a month in rent, and people who can pay $500,000 to $750,000 for to buy a house. That's not the vast majority of working people. And we need to be building houses and providing affordable homes for people across the entire country at an affordable price. And that's why we have this plan in place, where we would have, right, you have the social housing sector, you have the private market sector, which everyone wants to get into if they can afford to, but we also feel there needs to be a third element of that, and that's affordable housing.